going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The 10 million number made sense. If you're going to sign a quarterback who has done what Aaron Rodgers has done and was on the open market, but it was different because it's not like he was like, all right, I'm going to the highest bidder. Like, he's very selective. Not that many teams, from what I got the sense, were in the mix, because he's not going to go to a team that doesn't have a chance. So the way you do a deal for a guy like Aaron Rodgers is you're kind of like, what would it take for you to play? Like, that's basically how the Steelers would do it. And like, there's a really good history of really good veteran accomplished decorated quarterbacks in the final, let's say, 1 or maybe 2 years of their career taking less. Brady took less, Peyton took less, Elway took less. You do it so the team can build around you. The Steelers aren't done building. This is sort of why you do it. You take a low salary and you say, I'm not doing this for the money, and you kind of just hope the team loads up around you.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Thunderstorm watch in effect until 7. That could mess with the Buccos and Marlins. That is Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzi is off playing golf. Hopefully he played in this big highfalutin tournament and won some money. And this is the year of Mueller, so hopefully it continued today out on the course. Donnie filled in for Starkey on Pop and Joe today. That's why you don't hear him. And if you've called in or you've been listening today, you've heard some of the insane takes of one intern Dom. Although his take that Oakmont Bakery is more famous locally than Oakmont, the golf course or country club, is picking up steam on social media. So people aren't calling him a crazy person for that. That is Ian Rappaport talking about Aaron Rodgers on a bargain and signing a very team-friendly deal for only $13 million and incentives that will still keep him below $20 million. I'm heard the Steelers love that number because now, regardless of what happens, no matter what, Aaron Rodgers is going to make less money than Justin Fields this year. So I think that makes them feel even better about this signing, even though Adam Schefter reported today, and we heard this earlier in the hour, that the Steelers preferred Fields to Rodgers, and Rodgers was their third choice. He was option C. He was plan C for this team behind Matthew Stafford, which makes all the sense in the world, and Justin Fields. Here is the reason why I feel like this, giving Aaron Rodgers credit now for paying for less money, really doesn't ultimately make that much sense. It would have if Aaron did this in March. Because if he does it in March, you now have him under contract at a very low number, and you still have a lot of the offseason in front of you to go out and sign players and take the savings from Aaron Rodgers and go get like a Javon Hargrave or another wide receiver. And you do that and you justify bringing Rodgers in, and it makes you even more appreciative of what Rodgers did, because you think, well, we would not have been able to get this guy or that guy or both guys if not for Aaron Rodgers making a sacrifice. Aaron Rodgers is making a sacrifice on June 9th. Him only playing for $13 million a year, who's left out there that it now allows for the Steelers to go get this guy, whereas before, if Aaron Rodgers had taken $30 million or $35 million, which was originally reported, their hands would have been tied, and they wouldn't have been able to bring in that player. Are they going to trade for Terry McLaurin? I mean, that to me is the most ridiculous thing, and this is coming from someone who's been accused of saying ridiculous things, usually unfairly, but the Commanders are going to trade their number one wide receiver for Jaden Daniels when their franchise quarterback is making peanuts. They're going to trade the guy that has the best relationship with their quarterback to the Steelers because they want to make their team worse before they go out and try to compete with the Eagles again and attempt to win a Super Bowl. They're much closer to winning a Super Bowl than the Steelers are. So I don't know who started that rumor. Whoever did needs their head examined, needs to be karate kicked in the face to maybe knock some sense into them. That is completely moronic if the Commanders are thinking that, then they're truly one of the worst run teams in the NFL, and they appear to be much better run now that the owner left and is off doing other things. So, yeah, it's great that Aaron Rodgers didn't quote-unquote break the bank and put the Steelers over a barrel and take advantage of their desperation at quarterback, but tangibly, how does this help them win games this year when he takes a discount this late into the offseason? I don't think Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen or one of these guys is going to come with such a steep price tag that if Aaron Rodgers had signed for, let's say, $25 million, it would have prohibited them or kept them from bringing in one of those two. So I'm happy that he was a man of his word. Like, that's great. Like, it really wasn't about the money with him. That is not all that common in professional sports. But it doesn't make the Steelers a better football team this year. If he did it on March 10th, it would have. Potentially. 412-928-9370. But, as I've said all day, I feel great about this move. I have a new, very optimistic outlook on it. I'm thinking positively. And I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to be so bad that the Steelers have their worst record under Mike Tomlin. And it gives them their best draft position since 2004. And gets them in position to do what they did in 2004, which is truly find their next long-term answer at quarterback. Sucking got them Ben Roethlisberger, and I think sucking with Aaron Rodgers might get them another guy like that. 412-928-9370 to join the program. At 5:15, Ed Bouchette is going to join us. We have not heard from Ed since this move. He's in the Hall of Fame for his Steelers opinions and Steelers reporting. And so he is going to come out of his hibernation to give thoughts on this. Ed lost his Twitter account a year ago. And so he doesn't even opine on social media anymore. So many of you love Ed, and you'll get a chance to get his take on the Aaron Rodgers signing in about an hour and change. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Mark in Wexford. Hello, Mark.
Tony, how are you?
Hey, man.
A quick question.
Sure.
It's reported by Schefter, a guy who's a national reporter who has a less than stellar reputation with Aaron Rodgers to the point where Rodgers told him to, quote, lose my number.
Yeah.
That the Steelers were, or that Rodgers was in fact the third choice and that Tomlin wanted to go with Fields as opposed to Rodgers.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. My question is this. If that is the case, and Tomlin didn't want to go with Rodgers and wanted to go with Fields.
Yep.
Why on earth did Justin Fields sit on the bench for 13 games at the end of last year?
Because
when a washed up quarterback who was clearly getting worse week by week and Russell Wilson.
Yep.
And Justin Fields is sitting there.
Yep.
On the bench. That's the guy that he wants to go with, makes zero sense. Also, the fact that no reporter in the Pittsburgh area cracked this so-called story that Aaron Rodgers is, in fact, the third choice. So tell me how any of that lines up to be true.
Well, so you don't think that they made an effort to sign Justin Fields whatsoever because Steelers reporters
have. They very well may have made an effort.
And they made that effort to sign him before they went to Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that doesn't necessarily. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that he was a choice ahead of Rodgers necessarily. Aaron Rodgers could have told them, you know, I don't know what my thought process is, and he very well may have said that. And to the point where, well, okay, well, now we've got to make an offer to Justin Fields, because if we don't, then we're really up a creek with nobody.
I mean,
I can't believe for one second that Mike Tomlin says, Justin Fields is my number one guy that I want to sign, when meanwhile, he already had the guy and sat there and let him sit on the bench and rot for 13 games when Russell Wilson was getting worse week by week by week, to the point where Russell Wilson wasn't fully healthy at all and decided to play him over Justin Fields to begin with.
Well, when he first played that guy that wasn't fully healthy over Justin Fields, he came off the bench with rust and beat Aaron Rodgers 37-15.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.